The Ralbag in the Pasuk says that Hashem spoke to Avram Acharei Hipored Loit Me'imoy. That's the bottom of the page. So the Ralbag says there's a lesson, a te'eles, a benefit to be learned from this, that Hashem spoke to Avram after Loit separated. So he says, "Vahu shekvar hodionu bozeh hasipur sheroi lehisrachek mehamariva." We already learned this whole sipur indicates that when there's a question of mariva, there's a question of an argument, the best thing is distance yourself. The fisha hamariva hi timona hagoas hashleimus leodom biiyun. He says, mariva prevents a person from achieving his shleimus, his perfection, his level of human greatness that he should achieve. And I don't know, the word bi'iyun, maybe it means that person needs that iyun in order to achieve it. And when there's mariva, he is not capable of putting that focus. That may be what it means, but either way, mariva, when a person is engaged, involved in an argument, in a fight, in a machloikis, then this impairs his ability to reach his human perfection. Ad shikvar nimnas hanevua le'avrom be'eis hamariva ad hipored loit mimeno. Ad kedei kach is this the existence of mariva so impairing to a person's shleimus that Hashem did not speak to Avrom. Nevua, that direct communication that Avrom Avinu, that Avrom had with Hashem, he didn't, the Nevuah was withheld at the time of Meriva until Loit left and the Meriva was over. Hashem only spoke again to Avram after Loit had separated from him, because Bishas Loit was there, and Bishas there's a Meriva going on that a person cannot achieve his level of shleimus that is expected of him, and therefore Avram, would, it seems, was unworthy of receiving the nevuah, and the nevuah was withheld with him until the mariva was over by the separating and the distancing of Loit. If we look at the other this other Ralbags over here, it's a little bit interesting. He describes what the Torah describes. He riv ben roya miknei Avram ben roya miknei Loit, and the whole discussion that ensued. So he says like this, person should have the savlonus. Because through the koyach of savlonus, many of the damages that could happen are going to be removed. It says, Avram Avinu had this savlonus, that he wasn't koyas, he didn't get angry at Loit. Loit was doing something terrible. He was allowing his shepherds to graze in other people's property. And Avram Avinu wasn't upset at him for that, didn't get angry. He showed the midah of savlonus, and we see that this is a very important thing, to have that koyach of savlonus. He says, not only did he not koyas on him because of that, shenosan habchira Loit livchor mehamire. He was even so cool and calm and soivel the inappropriate behavior of Loit that he says, look, you choose whichever way you want. We have to separate. My shepherds and your shepherds can't do business together. We can't be associated. But you can go whichever way you want. Full savlonus. He didn't get upset at him, and no kas and so forth. The next pasuk to this, then it says vayaras kolakike kula mashke. So it says the toelis that we see from this is usharoish yivchor odom hamaatim hasholim. He should better choose a little bit with sholim meharbe imamariva rather than making mariva for harbe. Kitam omru toiv pas chareva v'shalvo bo mibayas molei zivchei riv. He's Avram Avinu kept the Shalom. He says, there's shalom over here, and I'm not going to breach the shalom, and I'm going to maintain the shalom, and I'm going to choose a little bit, even though I maybe deserve more, I should have more, I need more, and I'm going to do that all l'man ha-shalom. So it seems a very interesting thing over here. The Ralbag says that the reason the Nevuah was held back from Avraham Avinu, and he was not, Hashem did not communicate with him until after Lot separated, was because of Meriva. And he says, because Meriva is Meinea Hagoas Hashlemus, Ad Kedei Kach that Avraham Avinu was not in a matzav worthy of receiving Nevuah until this Meriva was over. But yet if you look at the other Ralbags, you see that Avraham Avinu, Meriva, there wasn't a fight going on. It's true that the Royim were the Roy Avram were upset at the Roy Lot, and what are they doing? Avram acted with savlonus, and he describes before the total savlonus. He didn't get angry. Meriva means there's a fight going on. I got angry at you. You did something wrong. I'm all angry. I'm ready to take revenge on this. No, we're sitting. We're socially together. I'm not angry. Now we have to separate. So which one do you want? You could say, what? Which one do you want? I'm in a fight with you. I want to fight for. No, there's no fight. There's nothing going on over there. And he maintains the shalom. He says to the extent that I'm not going to, even though it's really I should take more. But l'man ha-shalom, Avraham Avinu was not in a fight. There was no machloikis going on over here. And maybe, and it doesn't even seem that Lot was fighting with him. The Royim weren't getting along so well, and the Roy Avram had a taina that the Roy Lot are stealing by letting their animals graze in somebody else's property. Mm-hmm. And this is a Meriva that's going to be Meinea, the Shlemus of Avraham Avinu. Mm-hmm. Avraham Avinu, who is acting with such Sholem, with such Shavlonus, without any kas, with the able to negotiate and to talk with him very straightforward, very simply, very patiently, and for that reason, even being Mevater in this. And this Meriva between Avraham and Lot, this Meriva that Avraham Avinu was involved in, which seems so tangential, so slight, so insignificant, was enough that the Ralbag tells us that Hashem had to hold back the Nevuah. Avraham Avinu couldn't reach his Shlemus. I guess it's an ongoing process in order to be a Novi, maybe in order to be a Mensch. A person has to constantly be growing and growing, and he now has something. What's bothering him? Well, in the back of my mind, I know there's a machlokes going on over here. What kind of machlokes? They have a difference of opinion. My Royim have a taina on his Royim. I'm not affected. I speak with Savlonis. I have no kas. If there's no kas, there's Meriva. Well, something's going on out there. So what? I'm not angry. I'm Seville. I'm working for Sholem. I'm giving him the best. I'm avoiding everything. I'm not affected by this whole thing. But it seems that no matter how slight the effect or how relatively insignificant the effect of the Meriva going on, but it takes something maybe out of his mind. If it means hashlomas la'odam bi'iyun, then it means it takes some of my concentration. I'm a little bit disturbed. There's some turmoil going on over there that I'm tangentially related to it. I'm not really affected by it. It hasn't affected my midas. It hasn't affected my kas. It hasn't affected my savlonas. It hasn't affected my pursuit of sholem. But it's something enough to affect my achievement of Shlemus, of an Avraham Avinu, that the Shechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to hold back the Nevuah from him until Lot had left, when that situation, which really wasn't directly in any way or involving him in Meriva, but the situation is over, and now he's worthy, he's capable of reaching his Shlemus again, and he's worthy of the Nevuah of Hashem speaking to him. I think that the implication is very, very straightforward. Machlokes is the worst thing in the world. Throughout history and throughout Das Torah, we saw two things. Throughout history, we saw that machlokes can destroy the best things in the world. And the worst machlokes is the machlokes l'shem shamayim, you know, with the fruma negia that gets in there. And because when you're doing something for personal reasons, at some point you wake up and say, hey, well, I'm fighting just for myself. Maybe it's not right. And machlokes causes anger, causes hatred, causes hezek, causes bloodshed. All for my own personal covet, all for my own personal wealth, all for my personal benefit. Nah, I gotta wake up. I'm doing it l'shem shamayim. It's for covet shamayim. It's a kiddush Hashem. It's l'shem mitzvah. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming what it does. And we see in history how, number one, it can destroy. It's destroyed yeshivas. It's destroyed communities. It's destroyed Klal Yisrael. I mean, it, throughout our history, machlokes has been the worst thing in the world. And it starts with a little spark, a little sinas chinam, a little kamtza bar kamtza, a little something, a little nothing, before you know it. We also see that the prevailing das Torah has always been machlokes. Forget it. Aye, what do you mean? We could accomplish so much and so much kiddush Hashem and so much arbotzes Torah. If it has to be b'machloikis, it's going to be yotzah schora behefseidoi. Whatever comes through machloikis is bloody. There's blood. Blood is spilled, and good doesn't come of it. And it does more damage than it can do good. So machloikis is really a terrible thing. And I thought that we live in a world today where machloikis is almost natural, taken for granted. Differences are natural. Differences are welcome, and differences are expected. But machlekes, that, you know, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, there was ahava b'neihem, even though they had tremendous shita difference, halacha difference, mahalach hachayim difference, but the covet and the love that existed between them and the trust was not shaykh. That's the dogma for machlekes. And today, unfortunately, all too often, we see that it's not so. Wherever you go, machlekes. We make jokes about it. We say, oh yeah, there's two Jews on an island and they need three shuls. And each one has to have his own, and then they have to have one that's the one they don't go to. Ha, 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 ha. You know, look at that, a Jewish joke. That's it. That's part of, that's what we're on. We're all about machlokes. That's what, you know. True, there's a lot of l'shem shemayim. True that the rationalizations sometimes sound very convincing, but they're rationalizations. And machlokes is not this. There's very little, if anything, that justifies machlokes. And I thought that at a time when we're suffering so much, we're suffering as a Klal Yisrael, we're suffering as communities, we're suffering in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know what's going on there, and there's certain indications that they're graduating, you know, from lesser weapons to much more destructive ones. We have no idea what's happening. And we know that machlokes brings the worst. Machlokes brings to the Bali machlokes, and machlokes in the world affects all of Klal Yisrael. So I thought that maybe we should see what steps we could take to avoid machlokes, at least to make a statement, to make an effort, to undertake something which could make a difference. It would be a tremendous schus, and it could have far-reaching ramifications. And I thought that, for one, we're mispalel every day, whether it's Sim Sholem or Sholem Rov, at least three times a day. More, Oyseh Sholem Bimroimov, Yeshlomo Rabba Min Hashem, Yeshlomo Rabba Min Shemayo. There are many tefillahs that we say, you know, should really be mechaven a little bit more, that the Rabbeinu Shalom should be meinea and calm and straighten out and end machlekes that exists in Klal Yisrael. If machlekes is so devastating, then it behooves us in our tefillas to do everything that we can to beseech the Rabbeinu Shalalem that machlekes should end. And tefillah is never turned away empty-handed. Tefillah is a machtzo. If we could cut the machlekes down to half, it would be a major accomplishment. There's another thing that we know, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, that's a major source of machlekes, and that is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, lo yisia kekerach ba'adosei, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Hakdoma that when one speaks Lashon Hara, he's over the lahachzik b'machlekes. Freedom, the hefkerus with which we speak Lashon Hara is certainly breeds friction and sinas chinom and ktota and all types of machloikis between Jews. The Maaseh Chofetz Chaim writes that the churban was because of sinas chinom, the churban by Yesheni and the golus and Lashon Hara. And that would be the only tikkun that we could do. And we certainly need a tikkun. And as every day unfolds with what goes on in the world and in Eretz Yisrael, we see that the only eitzah, al pi derech hateva, would be that the golus should end, the Mashiach should come. I thought also that we should try to make an extra effort at Shmiras HaLoshen. A while back, we undertook this program not only in a general sense as a general benefit, but that it should be a schus for a refuah shleima for Rabbi Amster zol gesunden stark sein. And it seems that it would be now equally appropriate that we should be machazik, that effort should be a refuah shleima for him, and it should be a schus for all of us, and to spread its wings, the Sukkah Shlemecha, on all of Klal Yisrael. So besides the focus, I think, in tefillah of Sholem, I think if everybody would, we have here, this was the longer version, there's a bit of a shorter version, on the back there's the Chofetz Chaim's, or a short version of the Chofetz Chaim's tefillah that we should say, and some of them shouldn't be, it's not to speak Lashon Hara. I think that if we could undertake such an effort, it should be a schus for Refuah Shleima, for Rabbi Amstein, should be a schus for Sholem and Klal Yisrael. I'm sure that the Rebbeinu Shleimim will respond and will be zeichet to see accomplishments through our efforts.